T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gary D'Amato joins us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He is covering the U.S. Open. It was all hands on deck for our station this time last year, but now, Gary, we are depending solely on you when it comes to our golf coverage. How you doing?
That's a lot of pressure. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Hey, Gary. Shinnecock has it this year, but before we get into that, I mean, and I'm sure you've been asked this before, is Aaron Hills ever going to get another major on that? And I got a part B of that question. Is there never another tournament ever going to be coming there?
I would say yes. I mean, I haven't heard anything positive to that effect, but I think the USGA is going to come back at some point. I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, I think it was a success on every level, except some people complain that the scoring was too low. But I think you have to understand that the conditions were just right for scoring that week. You know, rain, the course was soft all week, the wind didn't blow, so I have no problem with the scoring. And I think they'll come back at some point.
And now, Gary, with Whistling Straits at Kohler, we've been accustomed for the PGA to come there every 5 years. The last were there in 2015. That contract has run out, and of course Ryder Cup in 2020. And with the PGA Championship now moving to May, does that mean no more majors at Whistling Straits?
You know, I don't know about no more majors, but I think in the case of the PGA, I think it would be difficult for them to come back in May. The players could handle the May weather of, you know, cold and maybe rainy and, you know, that seasonal on-the-lake weather that we get in May. But the problem is that they would have only had a few weeks to get the course ready in championship condition, and that's not enough time, really. So the PGA is going to be a tough one, but, you know, the PGA of America – you know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they, depending on how the Ryder Cup goes in 2020, if they want to maybe bring it back there.
Gary D'Amato joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. With Aaron Hills, the scores were a little better, as you mentioned. The weather conditions, not what maybe we thought they'd be. And, you know, that kind of course benefiting those guys that can hit it far, long drivers, stuff like that. I think you have a similar case here at Shinnecock Hills. How similar, Gary, how different are the two courses? Because we got to know Aaron Hills very well with the U.S. Open. What's this course like this time around?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think, you know, there's some similarities in the way, in the topography, the way the courses kind of look and feel. But the big difference is Shinnecock Hills is a course that was built in 1891. It's, you know, well over 100 years old. And when the greens were built back then, they were designed for green speeds of, you know, 4 to 5 to 6 feet. Now green speeds are 11 feet, so there's so much contour in these greens, and they're so fast. And we saw that, you know, 14 years ago that the greens got away from the USGA here. So the green complexes are much different, much tougher here than Aaron Hills. And then the wind, you know, which should have blown at Aaron Hills, it didn't, but the wind always blows here out on Long Island. So I would say those would be the big differences.
Okay. Obviously, you know, Dustin Johnson's the number one player in the world. But, you know, for me, you know, the Tiger question is always there. Woods has been playing some better golf as of late. He made a run a couple of weeks ago at the Memorial. On Saturday, he made a nice little run. How do you feel about his game and what he can do at Shinnecock?
Yeah, my column today was about Tiger. You know, he's teased us a little bit this year. First of all, his comeback from a fourth back surgery infusion, I think, is just amazing. It's an amazing story that he's able to even swing a driver again, let alone at 125 miles per hour. So you have to temper expectations a little bit. I mean, he's only played in 33 events in the last 5 years. That's not a lot of tournament golf. But having said that, he has played well at times. He just hasn't played, you know, good enough to win, or his stretches of, he's had some stretches of great, great play, but they just haven't been long enough. So for Tiger, I think he needs to put it all together, which he hasn't done yet, and especially with the putter. When he's hit the ball well, his putter has gone cold. So one of these days, I think he'll put it all together, and I think he's going to win again.
Is this Open Dustin Johnson's to lose?
You know, it's hard to say that. There's so many great players, but certainly if you go on two things, current form and how a guy has played U.S. Opens recently, certainly he has to be the favorite. I mean, coming off a victory last week and, you know, having won a U.S. Open a couple years ago and almost won a couple more, you have to definitely like his chances. But, you know, Dustin has to do everything great, too, to win, because there's going to be guys who are playing, who are at the top of the games, guys like Jason Day and Rory McIlroy and even Phil Mickelson, you know, I think has a good chance here.
Okay. You like Phil's shot? Phil just turned 48. You like Phil's shot?
I do. You know, first of all, the New York crowds love the guy. He always plays well in New York. He's played well, you know, four of his six runner-up finishes in the U.S. Open have come in New York, mm-hmm. including one here. So I do like his chances. He loves, you know, he loves the challenge. He's still long enough. He still has a great short game. So I don't see why he couldn't contend.
Gary, who else should I fill out my DraftKings roster with? I mean, who are some of the sleepers for this weekend? That's what I meant to ask.
Yeah, you know, I don't think a sleeper is going to win this week. I think it's going to be someone who hits the ball a long way. I think you look at the driving distance stats, and you look at the official world golf ranking, and you look at guys who have won this year and are playing well, and it's going to come from that group. So I think realistically there's maybe 20 guys who have a chance to win. And there, in my opinion, it's all the usual suspects: McIlroy, you know, Spieth, Ricky Fowler, guys like that, who have been up there in majors, guys who have won majors, hit it a long way, and are playing well. I don't think we're going to see a surprise winner this week.
Okay, because we were doing this the other day, we rattled off some of the favorites and then the fields. You don't think maybe some anonymous guy is going to win it?
I don't think so. I mean, you're going to see anonymous guys, so to speak, on the leaderboard, especially mm-hmm. the first couple days. But I think they're going to definitely fall back on the weekend. And, you know, the old cliche of the cream rising to the top, I think that's going to happen here. I think it's going to be a name that everyone knows and everyone's familiar with.
So who's your pick?
You know, I have to like Dustin. Just you can't pick against a guy who's coming off a victory and, you know, regained number one world ranking and has played U.S. Opens well. So I'd have to... If I had to pick one guy, I'd have to go with him.
All right, man.
All right, so Dustin, Mickelson. I'm just filling out my lineup here.
For Mickelson would be a long shot, I would say.
He's 33-1. I got the odds up here. DJ's 8-1. So still, though, Mickelson's in that top 20, like Gary was saying. Gary, have fun out there. Appreciate it. Thanks. And thank you for doing all the dirty work for us.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.